This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You ready for a big week? It starts Saturday. I don't see us doing the fun run and walk.
No.
The car show, maybe. Thursday, definitely.
I think that fun run's a little fictitious because I don't get much fun out of running anymore. So,
but as I drove in, the power poles for Old Settlers now have wires to them, so the vendors will have power.
Yep.
And it's hard to believe Hillsboro's going to be the place to be for the Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Old Settlers, 'tis upon us.
Absolutely. We have a couple of good guests here. Danny Baker from the Hillsboro Area Hospital Foundation and Carl Reynolds are our guest. Our conversation begins right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests this week, Danny Baker from Hillsboro Area Hospital Foundation and Carl Reynolds from the Hillsboro Natural Resource Committee are our guests. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We are here to talk about a project that I'm on the Planning Commission that I think, once it's complete, will be a major asset to the city of Hillsboro. And I think it's, I guess, high time that the two biggest assets for the city, the two lakes, Old Lake Hillsboro and Glen Shoals Lake, are finally getting attention. And Carl, let's start with you. You guys are trying to build a handicap boat dock out at the lake, correct?
It'll also be a fishing dock. It's going to be boat accessible. It'll have a 6-foot gate that will open up to where you can pull a pontoon boat up and roll a wheelchair right on, or if you have someone who has had any other difficulty getting in a boat, would be able to access a boat. It's also going to have fishing areas on it where a wheelchair can roll right up and fish right off the dock. And it's going to be have about a 90-foot ramp, and it's going to be about 8-foot wide so people can pass with handrails inside and toe kicks. And it's going to be 20-foot by 50-foot in size.
That's impressive. That's a nice size there.
Yes, that's a very
good
size.
Will this be located by the main marina there?
It's going to be located right where the original planning for a handicap area was, and that's on the North Marina. Just north of the North Marina, there's this little peninsula-like that they've built out. It's going to extend out off of that, and that's on the quiet end of the lake, so you don't have to worry about anybody getting all jostled around. And it's
when you mentioned the lake, Glen Shoals, right?
Lake Glen Shoals, yes.
Okay. For people who want to fish, that would be a lot better.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of good fishing area right in there, too. Yeah.
Talk with us a little bit about the history of this project. I've heard about it. I know somewhat a little bit about it. Tell us, for those that don't know, catch us up to speed and how this all began.
Well, there's some senior citizens in the area that, if you ever observed them, they like to get down and fish, but it's got to where they can't get down on the rocks, and they're afraid to get down on the rocks because they may fall or stumble. Terry Baker and I used to share the same area with our offices, and Danny, her son, always wanted to go fishing and go for a boat ride. And we couldn't get him down to the dock, and we couldn't get him in the boat because we didn't have any of the facilities for that. And it always just stuck in the back of my mind that that's something we really need. We have veterans. We have senior citizens. We have even young people that maybe the parents would like to have a controlled area where they don't have to worry about the child falling in the water or they, slipping. And I thought, well, this is a good project. And I brought it up to the resource committee, and they said this is something we should go for because it will be an asset to our lakes. And this will be a drawing card to our community. So the hospital foundation heard about this, and they said they would like to get on board and help us with it. And so this is how the fundraising has started. And Terry Baker had a fundraiser at the Orpheum Theater. Eisentrotz, wonderful people, just opened the place up, and we had the Grease sing-along, and we raised $2,500 that night.
And Danny, this had to be for the Hospital Association, basically a no-brainer to help out.
Well, I just think that looking into the future, our growing population is aging, and you know it's a place for our nursing homes and elderly groups to come out and enjoy the day. I mean, everybody likes the scenery of the lake and the fishing, like we talked about, but just the being able to access that on an everyday basis. You know, right now the south end is not really accessible to people in chairs or people that have trouble with their mobility. I think that this is, I'm excited about it because obviously I'm in a chair now, and I feel like it's a time for me to step up and help our community and further grow. I think it's something that we can advertise that we're totally accessible after this is done. Mm-hmm. And we can invite other people to our community from St. Louis. There's ski clubs, there's kayaking, there's boating, canoeing. So we can make this all accessible, too.
Absolutely. And Carl, you mentioned one big fundraiser that you had that Terry Miller put on. That was the Grease sing-along at the Orpheum. That, I guess, started the ball rolling in a big way, didn't it?
Yes. That was that gave us a lot of exposure because we had several gentlemen who brought their 57 Chevys and parked them out front, and we had a little band singing the old songs, and they had the contest to dress like the era of the Grease, and it was just a good community kickoff. I mean, everybody enjoyed that.
What is the timetable on this project, or do you have one?
Well, we have a timetable. We have already put out for a material bid. That's how we know what we can do or what we want to do, because we've already looked at the material. We would love this fall to be able to put something like this in the lake, but we have to get out some bids for the construction of it and everything else. If not this fall, definitely next spring, after the waters and everything, when we get all the spring rains. It is very doable. This isn't just a dream. This is now a reality.
What's the cost of this project, Carl? Or is that yet unknown, because don't know how much the materials are?
Well, we have an idea what the basic materials are going to be. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is going to have shade also. There will be a cover on part of this where people can just come out, like Danny was saying, can come out and sit down and just enjoy the lake. And, you know, we several times a year we get all these pelicans coming in, you know, flying around, and we got a lot of geese and everything else. It's just going to be a nice place to relax. Cost-wise, this is why the golf outing is coming about.
And we'll talk about that in a minute, yeah.
Because we're going to keep adding to this. We want to add to this dock to give us more flexibility. Basically, we're probably looking at $100,000.
Okay. And that's very, very doable. I've seen projects over that have gotten complete, especially in the Hillsborough area. So, I mean, I think that's very doable.
This whole area, I'm talking this whole area.
Right.
All the boroughs around us and everything else, the people around here are very generous, and they're very civic-minded. And that's the important part about this is for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's something that the whole community can enjoy.
And I was thinking about this as you were describing the dock. My fiance and I just recently had our engagement pictures, and a couple of them were taken out at the lake. Some of those loading dock areas, and I believe we were on Old Hillsborough Lake, are not in the best of shape. So if you start this project, maybe this gets the ball rolling saying, hey, let's take a look at the other areas and let's get this cleaned up. You mentioned the golf outing. Let's yes. talk a little bit about that because that's coming up in September.
Yeah, I'm out at Indian Springs, and I thought they asked me early in the spring to be a part of this project. And the golf tournament is not going to even come close to paying for this. It's going to help with some, you know, touch-ups around the with trees and flowers and landscaping and stuff like that, possibly. Mm-hmm. We hope to have it every year. But we're going to have a golf scramble, four-person scramble, September 7th at Indian Springs. And early registration's at 8 o'clock. The tournament's shotgun start at 8:30. And we're going to have a post-event party and awards after the golf event. Trying to remember how much we were going to charge for this. Do you remember, Carl?
Okay, it's $75 per golfer. But we also have sponsorships. If everything from what we call a par sponsor for $100 and you get a signature recognition on the hole, that's called a hole sponsor.
Right.
And you get acknowledgement in the event program. We have the birdie sponsors, which is $250. And with that, you get two golfers package, signature golf on the golf course, acknowledgement in the event program, and two door prizes. And the Eagle sponsors $500. And with that, you get your four golfers, you get your signature, you get your acknowledgement, and the door prizes. And this includes two golf carts.
So, Carl, excuse me, we're talking about fundraisers here in the golf tournament. If someone wants to have a fundraiser or just make a contribution, who do they need to contact?
I'd say Jennifer Dunn. And she can be reached at 532-4310 or Carl.
Yep, and that's you can get me at 556-7800. And we have got some hole sponsors already that want to chip in but don't even play golf. They're just community-minded, and they're saying, hey, I want to sponsor a hole.
I could think of another place, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later, but this is going to be a great endeavor for you guys, and these golf tournaments tend to bring in a couple $1,000s if it's done right, and the way this sounds, it sounds like it's heading in that right direction that it will be profitable for you guys.
Well,
so.
The Hospital Foundation made the suggestion that they'd like to see, just besides having this dock, have a little picnic area out there where a family can sit out there and have a picnic and enjoy the lake. And really, and so this is something that can add to that. Plus, they made the suggestion, let's put a roof on part of this so mm-hmm. that the people that are sensitive to the sun would have shade. And so we're hoping that this is going to help us with that material.
June, July, and August can be pretty uncomfortable if you don't have some kind of cover over something like this. And when you're building this or while you're building this, will this be conducive to, shall we say, an add-on if later on you see, okay, you'd want to do a picnic area or you'd want to do something else in correlation with this? Will it lend itself to that?
Danny brought up that there are people that like to get in kayaks, and one of the things that they say that we can add on to this is we can add on to this at a later date where a person could, if they're disabled in any way or even just healthy, can get in a kayak and just slide right into the lake. And hoping that that would be one of the accessibilities. And we have kayakers out on that lake. Up on the north end, there's people in their kayaks all over. And then also they have a winch-type system where you can sit into a saddle and they can swing you out and put you down into a bass boat or into a speed boat. We'd like to add those type of things on at a later date with, like, the second and third and fourth annual golf outing. Mm-hmm. This is our first adventure into the golf outing, and we really need the public to help us out here.
And that's why we have you here. And yeah. I'm grateful you guys are here to talk about this. And I guess one positive of this all, we're mentioning the handicapped boat ramp dock today, but there is a lot of attention here recently, and I don't know what sparked this, towards those two lakes. And that's got to be refreshing to you guys, isn't it?
It is, well, especially with me being on the Natural Resource Committee, because that's our main objective is to maintain and take care of the lakes. That's why we're here.
Exactly.
And yes, it warms our heart to see that it's going to happen, and that with that we'll get more attention to our lake, and maybe we can later on down the line apply for some grants and get some more improvements, because Mother Nature never stops.
Well, I mean, you think about it, those lakes, if it's played out right, it could have a total benefit for the city of Hillsborough, because you already know, as everyone in this room already knows, every summer when that campground opens, it's always sold out. But if you get the lakes filled up and you get maybe a couple fishing tournaments here and there, and you make it kind of like an attraction among itself where people come to Hillsborough and visit it, it will have a tremendous effect on the city.
If you were to probably watch the filling stations on the weekend, people who ferry a boat don't fill it up with gas and then drive it down the highway. They wait till they get to their destination and put the gas in it. Then they go in and they get the convenience store and they get their snacks, or they get their food. They go to IGA and get their food down there. And it's a real good drawing card for this community, and it's got to bring in revenue. It really does. So, and I know some of the people that out there on the lake, they'll come into town in the evening time and go to the restaurants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so.
And of course, when we talk about the bodies of water like Glenn Shoals or Lou Yeager, wherever it's at, one of the things we can't forget is, as you touched a little bit on a while ago, Carl, is maintenance. And those lakes demand a lot of maintenance. It's just not a body of water that sets there. There's maintenance that goes with that to protect that body of water.
Let's talk a little bit about that, and this is for either one of you. What is the condition of Glen Shoals? Because I've driven by it not too long ago. It looks like, okay, in certain areas it looks pretty good, but I know certain areas it's not as good as what it could be. Am I right on that?
It's a continuing, like I said, Mother Nature doesn't rest. Continues to silt in. And we know Lou Yeager has done the same problem. Glen Shoals got the same problem that Lou Yeager has. As long as there's going to be rains and there isn't any preventive maintenance done to stop it, we're going to continue to silt in. And this is what the Natural Resource Committee is working on, is we have to do riprapping. We have to get preventive barley bales out there and stuff, to because they're going to have some erosion. And so, yeah, there are some areas where we really need to improve some more, and we're working on that also. But that's costly and timely.
And, of course, that's more obvious, Carl, up on the end where you and I live, because that's where the silt basins are. That is also the shallow end of the lake, so we're very, very aware of what silting in and stuff does to lakes
on
our end.
We get water into that lake all the way from Nokomis.
Yeah.
I mean.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. There is a large floodplain.
Right.
That feeds that lake. And this could be a perpetual thing that, if it's not slowed down, could eventually affect our water supply. And that's very sensitive. We want to have water for your grandkids and your great-grandkids to enjoy.
Absolutely. We've mentioned the golf tournament. That's going to be a big upcoming fundraiser.
Yes.
Top of the show, we mentioned Old Settlers. Are you guys going to be out and about, maybe the parade, to bring awareness to this or anything?
There were no plans for that at this time.
Okay. I'm just throwing that out there because...
Yeah.
Anybody wants to donate to this project, feel free to contact Jennifer Dunn or Carl Reynolds, because... We are taking, this is an awesome community. This is going to be a project that will last for a long, long time in the future. You know, I'm proud that this has all been brought up just for the fact that I never dreamed that I would be interested in an all-accessible fishing pier. But this is not just for people with disabilities. It's for the whole community to use. Yes. Universally accessible is what we call it.
Right. And you know, again, time and time again, and I've been in Hillsborough for 6 years. I have seen it time and time again where the community comes out and donates to get a project done. You got the Veterans Memorial out there. Say what you say, the Lincoln statue, for whatever reason, that way. The sports complex. There's examples all over the town that show that this, you know, I don't care if a family's down to their last dollar, they will give.
There's something going on fundraiser-wise every weekend in this community, and I'm so impressed each weekend that it somehow gets accomplished. All the places that I've lived, Hillsborough's right there at the top of the best places I've ever...
Look at the hospital. 6 years.
Unbelievable.
The hospital doesn't even look the same as what I did when I first moved to Hillsborough.
Right.
And it's unbelievable the way that campus looks now.
For a small community to have a pool, a fusion part, and of our size, it's we're very fortunate.
People, I don't think, realize, Mike, how fortunate they are in our area, Hillsborough, Litchfield, and Greenville, and Pena, and Taylorville, all the hospitals we've got. There's areas where people will drive 100 miles to get to a hospital.
Absolutely.
And we got them right here at our back door.
Right.
We're Danny, very fortunate.
Danny Carl, it's always a pleasure, my friends. Thank you so much for coming in and informing us about the new boat dock and your endeavors on this. Please come back. We want an update on this from time to time. I know this won't happen in a day or two. It's going to take some time. But we would like to get an update from you guys.
It's going to take the community's involvement, and that's what we're here for. We're appealing to the community. Help us out.
Absolutely. And again, the golf tournament coming to a close here. It will take place on September 7th at the Indian Springs Golf Course. And Carl, they can call you or Jenny Dunn for that information as well. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest next week, Uncle Ralph, Roy Hurdle, will be our guest. Yeah. And yeah, probably. And then we've got Mickey Robinson coming in after that. So a lot of good guests coming up on the Wednesday Talk Show. We will talk to you then. So long.